got somehow.
I mean, yeah. Or, but why would you go to the flea market in your town that you stole them?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, you got to go at least a town over.
And is that all he sold? Just
that's it.
I'm going to be honest. If I were walking into a flea market and there was a little Debbie like stand, I'd go into that booth. I've never seen one of those, so I would go into that booth. Yeah.
Normally, it's like home baked or homemade, and like knives. not like corporate
paint. Diamond art.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or homemade baked goods.
Or shoes. Old shoes. Wow, okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Bailey Zimmerman talked about his stage toss entrance on his tour.
I have like this thing, this ongoing show thing, where I see if I can get higher than I did the night before. Because you can kind of control it. Like, when it goes up, if you kept braced and didn't jump up with it, it wouldn't throw you very high. I've like found where it stops. So I spring off that. So like, it's kind of like my goal. How high can I get? Awesome. One night I touched like the rope I swing off of. I touched with my head. Pretty solid.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones here. Every week at Dollar General, there are great promotions happening on gift cards. You know the ones. The perfect treat for someone you love with dozens of restaurants and stores to choose from. Go check it out.
97.9 WFAX FM Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
615, baby. It don't get much bigger.
Whoa, whoa. Than the Big 98.
Station. Guaranteed human. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
the Property Brothers, they're on HGTV. And so I'm talking to Drew Scott, who's the one who sells the homes. I know Drew a little bit, so it's really cool to catch up. So you know him from HGTV and the 17 Property Brothers shows, and they transform hundreds of homes, him and his twin. And I just wanted to know if he ever Zillows people's houses like we all do just to see how much they're worth. So here we go. Drew Scott from the Property Brothers.
Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Do you do the thing that I do where if I see a house, I Zillow it to see how much it would cost?
Well, yeah, but I probably have more filters than that. Like I like to see what... Because if you Zillow it, you know that's what other homeowners or potential buyers are doing. That doesn't mean it's the value of the house. And so I have more criteria to actually get to what the value is. But in the minds of those other people, I'll know that's what they think the value is. Because a lot of times Zillow, it gives you a generic rating based on the stats of the area. But it doesn't always take into account renovations that were done on other houses and whatnot.
Are you just curious how much stuff costs, or can you just kind of bird dog it and go, I know how much that house costs just by driving by it?
Most of the time, if it's a market like here in LA where I really know it, or in a lot of Canadian markets, at one point when I was in Nashville a fair bit working, I could tell you. But in an area that I don't know, pretty quickly, I can figure out the value within a matter of 20 minutes, because I'll pull up stats and I'll do a quick analysis. Whereas most people will just look at a Zillow number. But I find it fun still. I mean, I love seeing an old house that's run down and knowing. I'm like, I could take 20 grand or I could take 50 grand and I could make that thing sparkle like a diamond. But a lot of people just don't have that. So you see really run down streets. In fact, last year in LA, I just for funsies, for social, I just did a thing where I just randomly went up to people's houses and just fixed some things. And some people were like, no, go away. I'm going to call the police. I'm like, I'm offering to pay for this and do it for free. So if you want, it's just fun because people don't expect it. But that's the easy part for me. If you just bring me over to your house, I'll give you nice, inspiring ideas. I'm not saying it wouldn't cost a lot to fix some of these things, but at least I can give you ideas.
If someone wanted to hire you as Drew to come and look at their house as the celebrity Drew, have they ever tried to do that?
Yeah, all the time. But I don't do that. Like the only time I'll do something like that, this year I've done two where it was a charities that I work with. And so I offered as a, I think we raised like 100 grand or whatever. And I offered to do that as a part of it. But if, if it's just friends that are asking, I have no problem just helping them out. But I'm not going to be able to take on someone's full project. I have too much on my plate.
Have you made $1 billion?
I mean, if you look at our, to the point. If you look at our product line, we've sold billions of dollars of our products. I mean, when we have that many products, it adds up fast. So yeah, I mean, I like that I can grow my business, and I like that I can do good for people as well at the same time. It feels better when you can do both.
I think you're low key so rich. There's a difference. And before we started, you were like, ask me anything. So I wouldn't have asked that to anybody that I wasn't cool with. But I think you're low key so rich that people don't even understand how rich Drew is.
You know, I'm rich in life. There we go. No, I don't, like, for me, I don't care. Like yes, I care about growing businesses. That's my thing. And that's why I look at all the things that are important to me. Our production company, our Property Brothers brand, I love that. Those are huge things for me. And so I just want to focus on my passion, and I want to focus on time with the kids and Linda. And as long as I can do all those things, I'll keep at it. The moment I start to think that I'm just working to make money, I'm out.
The Bobby Bones Show. I'm more with Drew Scott in just a second. You know, he was one of the original sharks on Shark Tank, except that show didn't start in America. The Canadian version is called, like, Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Den, but he was one of the original dragons. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but let's play this song first. More with Drew Scott in just a second.
Wouldn't trade this dollar for a stone cold $1 million. My green all comes blue collar, and I'm all good with that. This world's been changing, but these folks around here, they ain't been. They all still windshield waving when they slow rolling past. We could live a little higher on the hog, but I don't think that we'd be no better off. Not everybody got that spot out in the 40. Some 10 point, but they shine, hanging like a velvet trophy. Fridays and parking lots outside of somewhere holy. Not everybody likes this kind of life.
Talking with Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers, and the Canadian version of Shark Tank. It happened before Shark Tank. Shark Tank's based on this show called Dragon's Den, and he was one of the originals. And he was talking about that show and using his own money.
Bobby Bones. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
You're on the Canadian version of Shark Tank?
Yeah, so the original version is the Canadian version, and the UK version, it's Dragon's Den. And so I'm one of the dragons, and it's been great. I love it. I mean, for me, just like in regular life, I get pitched, especially when it comes to home real estate design products or services, I get pitched on the daily by different businesses. But what I like with Dragon's Den is that it takes it beyond that, because there are other areas of my life, like the sporting side we've talked about, or technology, I love it, and I want to get more involved on that side of investment. So it's sort of like a curation of these amazing entrepreneurs that are pitching us. And this is my second season doing it, and I love it.
Do you have to use your own money?
Yeah, it's all your own money, and you have to do your own due diligence and everything. And it's just like, again, I have, like, the way we're our corporate offices are in Nashville. Our production company is out of Toronto. But we've built up a team that deals with the investment side of what we do as well. And this is just one extra component with that. I love it. I mean, honestly, Dragon's Den, and they're the Dragons too, like if you look at like Arlene Dickinson and some of them that have been there forever, they're so savvy and they've done this for so long, but it's really fun to be able to see what I've learned over the years from business, you know, from the production company to the real estate company and whatnot, and then to kind of blend with these other greats that have been doing this for so long. It's fascinating.
Dragon's Den's kind of a more baller name than Shark Tank.
So I think, if I recall, it's that whoever has Shark Tank, I can't remember, is it ABC or who has that? Yeah. They didn't want to pay the license or whatever for Dragon's Den, so they just created their own version, Shark Tank, to come after it. So some of the sharks have been dragons as well in the past, but I love it. I mean, both shows are amazing. I can watch it over and over again. And just those terrible pitches, when everybody comes in pitching, oh, my company's worth $10 million. What are your sales? Well, we haven't had any sales yet, but it's worth $10 million. I'm like, why? And they're like, I've watched every episode of the show. That I'm like, well, then why are you coming in pitching a stupid pitch like that? Come on. Bobby
Bone, come on. All right, to hear the full interview, it's about an hour long. You can go and search for the podcast. You can go search for BobbyCast wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch it on Netflix. It's up on Netflix as well. Just search for the BobbyCast. And thanks to Drew Scott from the Property Brothers for stopping by.
Coming up.
Let's go.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
So, thought the dad was this person, but the dad's not this person. The dad is this other person that's really, really, really old. And they found out because of one of those sites where you send in your DNA. It's one of those stories. It's crazy. We're going to talk about that next.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Audible's high-quality production gets you more out of every story. Immerse yourself in the story with star-studded cast, music, and sound design. Discover something unexpected. Audible, stories that speak to you. New members can start listening with a 30-day free trial at audible.com/Bobby Bones.
I feel like everybody's trying to save time wherever they can. Trust me, I get it. Life gets busy, and sometimes you have to find little shortcuts to make the day easier, whether that's multitasking, ordering essentials, or getting help when you need it. We all have our own time-saving hacks, but if you're a business owner, how can you save time hiring? I got the perfect answer. It's ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter has a new feature that quickly lets you see the most interested qualified candidates first, so you save time by meeting the right people faster. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds qualified candidates quickly. Save time. Meet great candidates sooner with ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/bones. ZipRecruiter.com/bones. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Kiss on your playground girlfriend, a backflip off a bridge in a Cumberland Creek, land a Friday night lick on a quarterback, lose your summer job, learn how to land on your feet. Land of the free, hand on your heart, first time it breaks, yeah, you land in a bar, sipping long neck band-aids, you realize sometimes land ain't just at 5.5 that you call home. That dirt road driveway you're pulling on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down. Go find those arms to crash into. Learn to love what you've been through. When the rug gets pulled on your best made plans, is how you fall and where you land. Land
At 5.5 that you call home. That dirt road driveway you pull in on. When you're flying high and your sky runs out. Yeah, you gotta calm down. Go find those arms to crash into. Learn to love what you've been through. When the rug gets pulled on your best made plans. Is how you fall and where you land. Is how you fall and where you land. Where you land. Where you land.
The Big 98. My head again. I got memories I like to think of when this big old world gets a bit too much. When days are long, I drift away. I play that song I used to play when skies are always summertime blue. Just like that.
Country.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Come on.
whiskey drink. I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I point straight and strong. Tell me, Jack, and tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I'm born straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
There's a woman that found out that her fertility doctor is her baby's real dad, not the person who she thought was the baby's real dad.
So messed up.
Is this that same doctor that does this, or has this happened multiple times?
A woman in Wisconsin is suing her doctor because she discovered he fathered her child instead of the, quote, they told her that it was a healthy young medical school student donor that she was promised. So this happened decades ago, and now she's found out that her son, because I think her son found out through
testing.
One of the, yeah. Mm. Yeah, and this doctor had nine others.
Oh, there's got to be more.
Why would the doctor do this? Just to kind of see, like, this is kind of cool, that's my kid, but
yes,
no one knows.
I think they have some sort of a complex where they want to, this
father
is their
the
way.
World?
Yeah.
Maybe, or they don't have enough. At the time, not enough people have donated, and they have people that need it, and they're paying good money for that process. They could be low.
Mm.
That's interesting. I never thought about that angle.
I don't know.
And at one point in time, he was a young doctor.
That's true. It says she and her son, who's 43, are suing the doctor, now 91, after discovering that the son, because I think the test, that he had nine other half-siblings. So,
and they all probably went to that clinic.
Wow.
Yikes.
So when you do this normally, though, you're wanting a random person to be the father, right? Like you never meet them or anything. It's
right.
Just a description.
For the most part, yeah.
So in a way, it's like,
but,
I know it's not who you were told it was.
Okay, yes. But what I would say is you're told what kind of person it is because that's a big part of you choosing which specimen you're going to use.
Sure. But is that even real? Like, can't they just make up, like, this guy is a bodybuilder?
Well, you would hope they have some ethics and the code of conduct. Yeah. Like, there's a process here, and most places you're going, it's trustworthy. But occasionally, we get these stories of whoever's running the clinic fathered all the babies.
And if this guy found 9 other half-siblings, you know there's at least 9 more out there that didn't get involved in, I think it was Ancestry.
100%.
Yeah.
There's, I bet you there's more.
Way more.
So the doctor probably every day after work was
busy.
Before he went home. Oh.
How do you process this as a kid? As the kid?
Well, you never knew who your dad was anyway. I don't think this one's as difficult as learning that your dad is not your dad, that there's a new dad.
Right.
I think you never knew who your dad was because you knew there was a sperm donor. I just think now you go like, well, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's, I'm not in it, but I don't think that there's much of a process to it because you never knew to begin with. And also, it's a doctor.
I know, he's going to be smart. Yeah, a little smart.
That's true.
And Eddie, you're right. And one time he was a young medical student. He just wasn't at the time.
So do you want to have a relationship with your dad once you find out it's doctor?
I think maybe once
you find out who it is, period. You might.
Yeah.
Like Not if he's shady.
But is he shady or was he just giving someone what they... If someone needs that and they want to have a baby and you don't have it and you provide it, is it shady to say it's something different? Yeah, but what if it was her to go without?
No, I think at this point you're like, wow, there's something weird going on here. It's creepy.
You're right. It's deceptive.
I don't like it. And he was purposely donating his sperm to a lot of women.
What if though his whole sperm bank was just him? Meaning he couldn't get people to donate?
Yes, fraud.
That's fraud.
Shady.
That's fraud.
He's 91 right now.
I mean, I need to know how many are out there because this is one of those cases where if all these people live relatively close together, they end up dating.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, you're my half-sister.
Well, you really jump, huh?
You're my half-brother.
Well, you know that's why it's illegal because so that doesn't happen.
You need to know.
Back in the day, it felt like people took tests to see if they were related before they were married.
It's all about proximity.
They'd be like, did you take your blood test? Right. Yeah, you'd hear that on TV. Like, yeah, took your blood test. We're good to get married. They don't do that anymore. No.
But think of like a clinic is in a certain part of town. So therefore, if people stay relatively in that space, you're getting inseminated at the, or what do you call it? Implanted, whatever. You're getting your embryos put in around the same time, maybe. Then you go to school together at the same time. Then you get to know these people.
Yours turns into a version of The Notebook.
There was a whole documentary on this where there's a guy that's impregnated.
Yeah. That's what Amy's talking about at the beginning of the segment.
So many. And then, but the moms, what they've done now is have a meetup at the park like once a week so all the siblings can get together. And it's like 50 siblings.
Oh, that's crazy.
They're all hanging out with each other and they all kind of look like each other.
This guy's 91. What are you going to do to a 91-year-old at this point? You think you keep track of them though? Like, you know she's pregnant. Like all these people. But like you see one that used yours so and 91. Is now pregnant. But you see them around town still, and now that she just had a kid, and you know that's your kid, you kind of keep like you look at the local paper to see how many rushing yards Jimmy had, and used to go, yeah, in your own head, that's my kid,
that's my boy.
Okay. So he was what the doctor was in his 50s when he made the donation, and then he maybe was selling her some young doctor that was 30.
Maybe he was.
Now you've got geriatric sperm.
No, he's in his 30s.
No, if the doctor's 91 and the son is 43.
Oh, yeah, she's 71. You're right. She's 71. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. Man, that guy must have been doing overtime.
Well, overtime donation.
He's doing his doctor work, and then he goes and does his other work. You're
listening to Bobby Bones.
Let's play Luke Bryan. Here's Love You, Miss You, Mean It.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You wish you mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it.
On the show will admit in their lifetime they've shoplifted. That's going to be the question. And then also, just how many people are shoplifting these days, which is crazy. Can't believe it. That's coming up next.
Bobby Bones.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can choose from more than 50 graduate online degrees and certificates, including an MBA, now with 10 specializations. No application fee through September 1st. Visit umgc.edu.
We said till death do us part, babe. Does that include the lust we missed for love, babe? It died too soon. Now there's a plan. Slate deflecting heartbreak like dust under a rug. You're up and gone and swept away. Standing in the rubble of a house we called a home, dealing with the feeling of being all alone. Chewing on the gravel that you kicked up when you left, and now I'm staring. So much fact that you even Like dust under a rug, you're up and gone and swept away. Standing in the rubble of a house we called a home, dealing with the feeling of being all alone. Chewing on the gravel that you kicked up when you left, and now I'm staring at your lipstick on the front yard cigarette case. This is where the plans we made turn into the past. It ain't so much the fact that you're leaving, it's the waiting on you, knowing that you're never coming back.
Bobby Bones,
Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You ever shoplift?
No.
Good for you.
I mean, not on purpose.
True.
If I have ever taken something.
Yeah, because you would use your bat, your purse as a
Or in my car. But yeah. I will go back and figure it out. But if I've just done it without knowing.
I don't think I've ever shoplifted. Same. I haven't shoplifted. I want to go around the room first. Eddie, have you ever shoplifted?
I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was the item?
It was a bracelet. Like a beaded bracelet at the beach. I met this guy named Dennis. You know, he lived in the condo that we were staying at. And he was like, dude, let's go steal some stuff. And I'm like, I've never done that before. And he's like, it's real easy. Just
how old?
13? 14?
Got it.
Oh, man. And the thrill of stealing something was crazy because you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm stealing something. They don't know what's in my pocket, but I'm walking out with it. But that's the only time I've ever stolen anything.
Made you feel good?
No, it's just a weird thrill.
Alive?
You know, it's a weird, like, they're kind of after me, but they're not because they don't know I'm stealing something. So it was a weird feeling. I'll never forget it.
Ever shoplifted lunchbox?
Yeah, I shoplifted on more than one occasion. Stole baseball cards easily, put them on the bottom of the shopping cart, walk out. Stole disposable cameras, you know what I mean? Because you get them in the two-pack.
So how do you steal those?
And you just kind of, how do I describe this? Let's just say that...
No, let's just say this is for... You're not doing it right now.
Yeah, let's just say I would wrap them in my work vest and walk out.
Because you'd be carrying your work vest in your arm anyway.
Yeah. And then also, like, when I worked at a grocery store, I'd go get a pre-sliced lunch meat, roll, some chips, and go eat it on lunch break and then just never pay for it.
If you're working there, though, it feels like a different kind of theft than if you're just going shoplifting and leaving. The story was 30% of Americans say they've shoplifted.
Well, I did forget about this one time.
Here we go. Right. Way to be honest, finally.
I've told you all this. And maybe that's what stopped me from doing it when I got older. But when I was little, I wanted Reese's cups. And my mom didn't buy them for me. So I stuck them down my pants. And then we were walking in the parking lot. They fell out the bottom of my outfit. And my mom was so mad, she made me go back into the store and tell them that I took the Reese's cups. And I'd hand it over. So that probably scarred me. I was young.
Down the pants, though. Good move.
If you knew you wouldn't get caught, would you steal?
Yeah.
No. What? No, if I wouldn't. You mean today?
Yeah.
No.
What?
No.
What if you're not going to get caught?
Eddie's not being consistent. I feel like there's been times where he said he would take stuff.
Amy, I was 13 years old.
No,
Dennis made him.
Dennis was the one. It was his idea.
Okay.
If you were told you're not going to get caught and there's a car down there, you don't know whose it is. It's somebody's, but you really like it, but you're not going to get caught. Would you go take the car?
No, man. I'm 47 years old. Like, that car belongs to someone. I'm not doing that.
Oh, shoot. I just thought of another...
Oh, no. Amy, you stole a car.
Here we go.
Amy's like, I robbed a bank.
Grand Theft Auto over here.
I'm not going to say, though. I don't want to say.
No, you have to now.
No, this is like... I don't know if it's trauma and I blocked it out or something.
What did you do?
It's not good.
She killed someone.
It's not good, but it just popped into my head.
Oh, no.
Hit and run? What was it?
No.
You don't have to share.
Maybe I'll share it one day. Yeah. Or maybe if we keep talking.
Can we talk about how bad it was, though? Like, what degree of crime?
I just not.
Murder's 10, bank robbing's 9, stealing a car is 8. No.
No, it's not. It's stealing.
Breaking into a house is seven.
It's stealing, but I have compassion for myself.
Are you hungry?
No.
Unemployed?
No. Yeah, because I can understand if your kid's hungry, I'm going to go and steal milk.
No,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. I was ashamed.
What? Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm not.
I had shame.
Oh, is it stealing Lunchbox's gig?
Oh, that's what it is.
Is that what it is?
No.
Could be that's it. What it is. Could be it.
She didn't want to talk about it. That's it.
No.
If there was a car Lunchbox and it wasn't yours, would you steal it?
Yeah.
If you knew you weren't going to get caught?
100%.
You're so stupid. No, you wouldn't.
If I'm not going to get caught and a Lamborghini's sitting there and it's like, yeah.
And it's running and you're guaranteed by a genie that goes, now that's somebody's and they paid for it themselves and it's running, but I can promise you, you'll never get caught if you steal it.
100%. To drive a Lambo? Oh my God.
That's not how you want to get your stuff. Like, you want a Lamborghini that you worked for and you were able to buy.
I've been working, but I haven't got there.
So, okay, let's just do a nice Lexus SUV that you think is really cool.
It's really nice.
I'll take that. Never had one of those.
So it could be, I'm just saying, is it anything?
That's not anything. Like, if you saw me, if there was like a Corolla, not really that enticing.
It's free.
It's not that enticing.
You ride a bike to work, dude.
No, I understand. But a Corolla doesn't scream luxury. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nice, reliable car, but if I'm going to go get something, I want something that's like flashy.
But you're not going to get caught regardless.
Correct. So I don't want to.
What if it's a wallet loaded with cash?
Oh, I'll take that.
You're not going to get caught.
Yeah. I'm in.
So you're. Reason for not stealing is because you might get caught. It's never something inside of you morally.
Correct. No.
You nailed it.
Couldn't have said it better yourself. Oh, man.
Bobby Bones. She drank wine by the glass, not by the bottle. She ain't stuck on the past, ain't worried about tomorrow. She's a lover, a mother, a sister and wife. She rolls over in the morning to the love of her life. Only smokes one on vacation, says just what she thinks. She don't need validation or much of anything. I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad. Calls her mama all the time. She don't over embellish. If she says it, then it's true. I don't mean to sound jealous, but what could I do? 'Cause I just wanna be her so bad, it hurts so bad.
something good.
Yeah.
I have never heard a story like the one I'm about to tell you. It involves a band breaking down on the side of the road. And then what happens next? I've never heard a story. We've never done a story like this before. That's next and Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
I've been around country music for a long time now, and here's what I know. The best moments usually don't happen in front of 20,000 people. They happen when the room gets smaller, when artists tell stories behind the songs, when fans become a part of the experience. That's what makes Top Shelf Country Cruise different. You don't just watch country music, you live it for an unforgettable week. Reserve your stateroom today at TopShelfCountryCruise.com. Top Shelf Country Cruise, the bar set. Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me? Falling all crazy. Cause just a little kiss and I can never get you out of my mind. So before you go wreck my whole life, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me the trouble?
Nashville's number one for new country.
Luke Combs on what's next on his list of goals.
You know, I've been doing it for, I don't know, for 5 years now or 4 years now on kind of in an official sense of like having a deal and putting stuff out and playing shows, doing stuff like this. I would just like to continue to do that, you know, like continue to be in the conversation for like the people at the top of the genre. I think for the next, you know, 10 years or 15 years, I think is something that I would like to do.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Guns. We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Coming up on today's podcast.
You'll hear us talk with Drew Scott, one of the Property Brothers. We do terrible roommate stories. Then somebody on the show had something negative to say about Eddie's salsa. All that on the podcast. Go search for The Bobby Bones Show wherever you get your podcasts, because this full show will go up. And then we do a whole second show as well. We do every day. It's all up. It's free. Just go search for The Bobby Bones Show on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Boom, hit subscribe.
Hey, get your bones on.
Bobby Bones.
Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling?
Why's he?
You can't play me like a fiddle, girl. See, that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town, and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down, but you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? So much on knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't in Tennessee. What he say when the door closed? You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? If he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling. That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. Why's he call you darling? Yeah. Why's he call you darling?
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's this band. Their name's the Autumn Kings. They're not a really famous band or anything, but they're driving around in their van trying to make it, touring, making a little money here, a little money there. Big goals, but they're not quite there yet. But their van breaks down. And so they're in this town, and it's a two-day repair, but they got a show to get to, and so they post about it. The show they need to get to in 2 days is 500 miles away. So this guy named Ernie, Ernie stops and gives him his van.
Just says, here, take my van.
For now.
Oh,
wow. But yeah, but it says, take here, here's my van. You guys go play your shows. So it was like one of those... Maybe it's like a big Ford Explorer with the big back thing on it.
Yeah,
it's close
trailer.
It's close enough to a van. But yeah, he said, well, he got it back, but he gave it to him for several days. He didn't even know them.
That's amazing.
He's like, just go and play your shows. That's crazy.
He was a fan.
That's generous.
No,
he wasn't a fan.
No, he's not like the greatest Autumn Kings fan. He just saw some people that needed help, and he saw their story on social media, and he was near them, and he said, just take mine.
That's so, like a movie. You know?
After returning the truck, the band asked Ernie why he helped him. He explained that he did it just to help three strangers that he saw needed help. Said, also, I'd never met a real band before.
He's like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's from the Good News Network. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.